A group of students in South Carolina want the freedom to learn about LGBTQ relationships in the classroom. Right now, it's illegal in South Carolina for teachers to bring up non-heterosexual relationships during health class, unless it's about sexually transmitted infections. Lambda Legal and the National Center for Lesbian Rights are trying to force the state to change the 32-year-old law. Those organizations have successfully overturned similar laws in Utah and in Arizona. They say the South Carolina law also violates the Constitution. Eli Bundy is a 10th grade student at Charleston County School of the Arts who leads their school's Gender and Sexuality Alliance, one of the plaintiffs in the case. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what is it like to be in a classroom where your relationships aren't even spoken about or can't be spoken about?
Well, it's certainly very frustrating to be in a classroom with my friends, with my peers, and to feel that me and my fellow LGBTQ classmates are not being given equal treatment and equal education in regards to health and sex ed.
So it's not just about relationships, but it's really about your health as well, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's not only about sexual health, but there's also a lot of concerns surrounding suicide rates and certainly depression and anxiety rates among LGBTQ youth. And so not only is there the primary effect of not be giving sex education, but then also the secondary effect of feeling rejected and not accepted in your school environment.
Critics of this, of overturning this law, would say something like, we don't think it should be in the schools. What do you say to them?
Well, to that, I would say, sex education reform is a completely separate issue. We're not advocating for what should or should not be taught in the classroom. Specifically, what we're advocating for here is equal treatment. And currently in South Carolina, heterosexual students receive education about sexual health, and LGBTQ students do not receive that education about their health. And so, whether or not you support sex education in schools is irrelevant in this case, because really what we are asking for is not for specific things to be taught, but just for the same things to be taught across the board for people of all identities.
You're 15 and you're suing the state. That's kind of a big step. Why are you so passionate about it? What do you want to get out of this lawsuit?
LGBTQ teens need support, and especially at the state level, being discriminated against in your own classroom is just unacceptable. In addition to the health of teenagers, I also think it's important to just send a message to LGBTQ kids and LGBTQ people across the state, which is that South Carolina recognizes you, that it sees you, and even if it in the past has discriminated against LGBTQ people, that hopefully with the filing of this lawsuit, that discrimination will be slowly taken out of the state law books.
Eli Bundy's a 10th grade student at Charleston County School of the Arts and the president of the Gender and Sexuality Alliance there. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.